Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Colleen Nomura's dance background began in Hawaii in 1973. After receiving an education degree from the University of Hawaii, Colleen began her performance career as a dancer and choreographer with Don Ho and Jim Nabors. Later, she spent 5 years as a performer for Island Breeze of Youth with a Mission. As she has grown in her performance experiences as a dancer, she has also grown in many ways spiritually and as a mother. Life has allowed her to experience things that we can all relate with. God has given her a heart to communicate both through musical and dance expressions, as well as through her testimony of the grace and mercy of God. And that's why we paused at the beginning of our radio program, to remind you about the love of Jesus Christ. And the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus. If you already know Him and are walking with Him, perhaps there are some moments that life can be tough. And even if you're walking with the Lord, we pray that this program will be an encouragement to you, a real blessing, a boost. And if you don't know the Lord, that you would come to know Him, know His love, know His grace. He who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to Himself. And He sends Colleen Nomura to speak heart to heart with us. Colleen's diverse background in jazz, ballet, and Polynesian dance, along with her desire to spread God's word, has taken her worldwide, performing for churches, refugee camps, First Nations reservations, hospitals, palaces, and many other venues. Returning from missions, Colleen became the drama and dance director for New Hope Christian Fellowship, pioneering a network of artisans. She casted, choreographed Carmen's TBN video, Trinity Broadcast Network's video, filmed here in the islands. She has performed in concerts with national Christian recording artists such as Michael W. Smith, Crystal Lewis, Point of Grace, New Song, For Him, and many other well-known artists at the Hawaii Theater. She's also performed and choreographed for Ron Canole and Benny Hinn's church and services in Honolulu. Presently, Colleen Nomura is the president and founder of Moments Unforgettable, a Christian performing arts academy and entertainment industry agency. With a mandate to fill Waikiki with the glory of God, to impact nations with His kingdom on earth. She says, we are also called to raise up Hawaii's at-risk youth and the standard of excellence in the arts to make His praise glorious. Colleen, we love your heart, love your spirit. Welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. It is a privilege to be here. As I told you, I listened to you many times. And over at McDonald's, I get my senior coffee and park just before I go and pick up my granddaughter and listen to the many testimonies and just get filled with inspiration and just lots of hope and excitement for the kingdom of God. So thank you so much for all that you do here. I feel full before we even begin of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's already just a blessing sitting here. I just feel just so overwhelmed by the Lord.
Well, it's good to know that the presence of the Lord is in this place, is with us and with our dear listeners as well. Colleen, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Palolo on 9th Avenue, and I still live there. I have traveled all over the world in missions, but basically every time I came home, you know, it was to my mother's house. And there was a season of time where my father fell ill. He had a stroke, and he was in a wheelchair for 8 years. And I was at home serving the Lord in different ministries, including New Hope. And so I was there for my dad. And then after my dad passed away, then my mom, I took care of my mom for many, many years until she was incapable of caring for herself. And so I've been at 1510 9th Avenue forever.
Who would you say, I know you mentioned dad and mom, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I was such an individualist. My parents didn't talk. They were very, very quiet, very withdrawn, and it was only the children pretty much speaking at the dinner table. And they were always there, the security of a roof over your head and food in your mouth and clothes and whatever you needed, you know, the security was there. But it must have been God, but I didn't know him until I was 33.
It seems to be typical, and I know there are always differences. It's not always the case, but it seems typical of that generation where many parents weren't all that expressive, but they showed their love.
Yes, and their care.
They're providing their stability.
Yes.
It was a very special generation, special indeed.
Very self-sacrificing.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I graduated in physical education, but as soon as I graduated, it was just the providence of God, I believe, that got me into the entertainment field. I had met a gentleman that I fell in love with as a non-Christian, and he was an entertainer. And just from being with him and going to different events, in fact, it was a Dick Jensen show at the Dome, and he was an old-time entertainer of such magnitude. He was on every Mike Douglas at that time, Dick Cavett, Johnny Carson, and all these huge talk shows. And he spent, I don't know, over a decade in Vegas. So he was here doing a show, and I saw some Oriental girls dancing with him. And I turned to my boyfriend and said, "That's what I want to do." Mm. And it just opened the door, and it was just the Lord. He was leading, sovereignly leading and guiding me when I did not even know him.
So you had already discovered your gift, your passion for dance?
Passion. And I hadn't really taken a lot of classes or any. And I remember one of the girls that I saw in that show, I saw her dancing at the Iolani Carnival. And I followed her. I heard she taught exercise at Clark Hatch. So I just graduated from the university in secondary ed. But instead of signing for, you know, my contract to teach, I went and applied at Clark Hatch, and I got a job, and I was teaching exercise. But because I was shy, too, about saying what I want, I never told her that I admired her and I wanted to dance like her. But I just continued to teach there and even swimming. And one day she came to me and said, "Colleen, I'm doing a show in Waikiki with Iva Kinimaka. And I need to hire some dancers. I'm going to have an audition, but you don't have to audition. I'm going to give this to you, sight unseen, because I know you can do it." Hmm. It was just absolutely remarkable. So I told my boyfriend, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to dance in Waikiki, you know. And that's a whole nother story because he didn't want me to dance. And we ended up, you know, not seeing each other at all because he was so controlling. And I ended up dancing in Waikiki through her.
Well, you have certainly gotten hold of grace to express yourself through various means, maybe a little different than what the home environment was like in terms of communication. But from a young girl just out of college, a young adult, I should say, just out of college, you really found your voice and you really found your way over the course of time. And somewhere along the way, you came to know Jesus. Jesus reached out to you. I think, Colleen, the significance of it is such that he has really grabbed a hold of you with his gentle hands. But you've given him your heart. The kind of love that you feel for the Lord Jesus Christ, your life of ministry, and the expression of your gifts for his purpose is compelling. So when we come back, let's hear more. Let's come back to how this young woman, a dancer, with opportunities opening before her, entertaining with the biggest names, comes to know Jesus Christ. Perhaps there were some things that went on along the way that will grip us. When we come back, more from Colleen Nomura. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It was during a time where some historian might say, well, it was a renaissance of entertainment in Waikiki. I mean, every club, every lounge was just filled with the glitz and glamour of entertainment. The biggest names were there. People were coming. It was a movement when it came even to the tourist industry. People were coming. And Hawaii, the novelty of Hawaii and the accessibility that Hawaii was gaining, was an incredible moment. Imagine being there at a show and watching as the lights and the colors and the flashes of dancers and singers, entertainers came on stage, and you were enthralled by what you were able to behold. Wouldn't it have been special if you ever had a chance? I mean, I've wished those things before. I wish I was on stage. I wish I was able to perform and to serve these people with the gifts and talents that I had. Imagine what that would be like. Well, if you can imagine even a little bit, you and I can imagine, we could maybe get a slight tinge of a glimmering of what it's like for Colleen Nomura, because she was the one on stage. She was dancing. She was performing. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Colleen Nomura is in studio with me, my featured guest today. Colleen is the president and founder of Moments Unforgettable. It's a Christian performing arts academy and entertainment agency. In fact, to find out more about her, go to momentsunforgettable.org, momentsunforgettable.org. And to find out more about this show, perhaps you're tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. That and other resources, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Colleen, okay, I set it up for you. What was it like being there in Waikiki at that time?
It was so exciting. And I think all my life I had such, even in high school, the last day of high school, I think I cried all day because I was a song leader. We don't have song leaders anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was just wonderful. And my life was just absolutely glorious without God. And if you could ever imagine that, there was so many good things. I came from a good family, and I had just a lot of good, as what the world would call it, good luck. And while I was dancing for Don Ho, I mean, we met all the stars and Jim Nabors, you know, from Michael Jackson and everybody, Magnum P.I., Burt Reynolds at that time. The new Elton John,
the Who's
Olivia
Who.
Newton-John, and everyone, Shirley MacLaine, all these stars would come and, get to know us in the dressing rooms. And sometimes we'd go out and, you know, spend time. But it was during that time with Don Ho that the Lord invaded us at the Don Ho show. With his spirit, like he invaded the room of the disciples when they were praying in the upper room. He invaded us because we were not about the kingdom of God. We were about us, you know, and having a lot of fun. So it was astonishing. I was stopped in my tracks by the Lord.
What happened?
Well, it started with two people. It started with one girl who prayed for us, and she knew we were really, really lost, and she was a Catholic, and she would go and light candles for us. And then she found Waikiki Beach Chaplaincy with Bob Turnbull, who in turn prayed for all of us at the Don Ho Show, and a revival started at the Don Ho Show because of those prayers. Literally, God was bringing preachers, teachers, and evangelists to our show. Norval Hayes, Ben Kinchlow, and all these evangelists were coming to show us the power of God. And it was like a spiritual boot camp. We learned everything from intercession, deliverance, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, everything you need to know for to get started, like a discipleship training school.
Now, was there a moment or a season where there was a point of desperation that prepared your hearts for this revival, as you say, there at the Don Ho Show?
The Bible says I was found by those who did not seek me. You know,
and so you weren't even seeking
him. I was not even thinking in the least about him. And this one girl, her name was Debbie Takushi, she would talk about Jesus and it would go in one ear and out the other. But I was trying to be kind to her because she's so sweet. And literally, it took her prayers to bring people that would turn our heads around 360. They would show us the power of God. She brought a woman to me. Her name was Phyllis Ramia. And Phyllis is a prophetess who told me everything I did the night before, because I would go nightclubbing every single night. And she told me details of everything I had done the night before. And that's how I came to know God. We were so hard-headed. We were so lost that even if you invited me to church, you know, you'd have to practically put me in shackles to get me there, because, you know, I was not interested. So literally, God came to invade us at the show, and people were getting healed, people were getting set free, and the power of God was there in signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's how the whole show came to know the Lord.
This was a number of years ago.
1983.
So we're talking
31 years.
31 years ago. What strikes me, Colleen, is that was a very, some might even say, that was sensational for God to move in that way at the Don Ho Show. But here you are, 31 years later, still on fire for the Lord. What happened in between?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that fire, I don't know what happened to me. I'm not like, I don't know what God did to me, but it was a complete, it was like the Saul that fell off his horse. I just became another person. The moment I got saved, I did not know that the whole gospel, Jesus, I thought all of that was like a hoax or for people that are crippled or hurting and need a savior. And I had no idea that hell and heaven were real and that God, Jesus, the whole plan was, I thought it was like Santa Claus and fictitious. And once I found out the reality of Jesus through this woman and told me everything, my girlfriend and I went out clubbing, and she had a nervous breakdown. And all the details of that night was told the next morning at a Bible study that I had heard about. And I took this girl to get so-called healed, because they said this woman moves powerfully and prostitutes get changed and people get healed. So I thought, because she had literally lost her mind, that, you know, she would get healed. So I just took her to this event, and God moved so powerfully upon both of us that this woman told us everything that happened the night before, and we cried. We were bawling like babies, like the maestro picked up an orchestra, you know, baton, and waved it at us, and we both started crying at the same intensity. And it's the knowing of Jesus Christ that came into us, and we just could not stop crying. And Dick Jensen was getting prayed over before us, and different people were being prayed over. And I wanted to leave. I thought, this place, they're crazy. I wanted to leave, but my girlfriend was so sick. She had a fever, and she just didn't feel well. Plus, her mind was, you know, she felt like she was losing her mind all evening. So when she woke up, she wasn't any different, and she wouldn't move from that. She was laying on a couch. I said, let's go. let's get out of here. And she said, I can't move. So Phyllis waited till we were the last ones. And I said, okay, well, if this woman is powerful and she can do these things, I was just kind of in my own mind putting her to the test. Well, let's see it. And God did something absolutely so powerful to let us know how real and how extraordinary and how deep, you know, when we are in deep need, God can go that far to pull you out of a pit. And I saw him pull her and me, because I didn't know I was so lost and in a pit of selfishness. You know, all I thought about was myself and getting a guy and, you know, not necessarily getting married, but, you know, just living together. And that would be the joy for the rest of my life and my dancing. So the Lord, it was superficial to the hilt.
So the Lord interfaces, confronts a superficial lifestyle, a life of materialism, a life that's on the surface. But of course, if it's you, then that's the life you know. But God was invading, as Colleen Nomura says. You're listening to Colleen Nomura share her story of how God worked and moved mightily through Waikiki and through the Dawn Ho Show. The power of God can take someone who is so self-consumed, radically change their life when they are touched by His love, touched by His power, touched by His grace. My friend, today, do you need a touch from the Lord, the touch of His love? He sends Colleen Nomura to share heart to heart with you of what Christ can do in your life as well. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month,
at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you heard of Michael W. Smith? What about Crystal Lewis? The group Point of Grace, New Song, and For Him? Well, of course you have. And if you haven't, well, they are well-known Christian, big-time Christian celebrities. And God has used them in mighty ways. These names that I mentioned are people like Ron Canole. I remember watching one of his worship videos and was enthralled by the way God used him to lead in music. But our guest today has worked with, served with, and ministered together hand-in-hand with each one of these. Her name is Colleen Nomura. She's in studio with us today. It's a privilege to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. I believe that you will be blessed. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And our heart is for you. Why? Because God's heart is for you. To find out more about our program, to get this and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Colleen, momentsunforgettable.org. Okay, Colleen, so you go from the big time in Waikiki, the Don Ho show. I mean, you've mentioned Iva Kinimaka, you've mentioned Dick Jensen. People in Hawaii listening right now, I mean, it rings a bell, these names that you've mentioned. But how did you go from these? Of course, you talked about an invasion by the Lord, the Holy Spirit in Waikiki. But now you're working, ministering with Michael W. Smith and so on. How did that happen?
Okay, gosh, that was a process. I was at the Don Ho show and God spoke to me to leave. And we had done a 700 club show out of the Don Ho show. We could have taken that whole thing on the road spiritually. You know, we had the dancers. We could represent the Lord and the kingdom to the nations. But God, in his wisdom, took me out of the show in Waikiki and a limelight and put me in Youth with a Mission as a missionary. And it was a beginning, a burgeoning ministry called Island Breeze. And their mandate was to redeem the cultures of the world in order to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, these days when we were dancing, nobody was dancing in church. Mm-hmm. When God called me to dance, I saw it in a vision. Phyllis Ramia said, stay in your Bible because God's going to show you while you're reading your Bible a dance that you're going to do for him. It'll be your signature dance. And while I was reading my Bible, I saw in an open vision, I was doing sign language dancing, interpretive dancing. And so we started dancing using all the different forms of dance for God. But it was quite unacceptable to most of the churches because they did not have dance in church, except this ministry that literally heard about us and flew to the Don Ho show. They actually taught us one night. They came and spoke at one of our meetings after the show. God would have his own show, and they came to speak and pray over us. And I thought, oh my goodness, these people, there's something so rich and deep about them. And from that night, they went back to Youth with a Mission Kona, and they started all-night prayers for me. And 4 months later, God spoke to me to leave the Don Ho show, and they called me and said, "We have a round-trip ticket for you to come to Youth with a Mission on Island Breeze to see if this is what God has for you." So I left the Don Ho show, and I went to Island Breeze as the Lord directed and traveled all over the world. And, you know, I remember picking coffee beans and pulling weeds. And in our days at the Don Ho Show, you know, the florist would bring our flowers. We had to pick our own flowers for God in our shows, you know, at Youth with a Mission and Island Breeze. And it was learning how to serve. That's what I needed. And so I stayed with Youth of the Mission and served for 4 years, and then went to San Jose as a missionary there and served Ron Canole for another year. So as a missionary, I was on the road for about 5 years, as led by the Spirit of the Lord.
So with these experiences, what did the Lord teach you?
Well, by the grace of God go I, and that the people that I used to look up to, I always looked superficially, and God was always looking deeper. At Youth with a Mission, we had a Gift to Jesus night for Christmas, and everybody did their own little gift, a poem, or a dance, or a recitation, or a song. And this girl from Samoa, she did not feel she had anything worthy to give. So she just wept. She just cried. She gave God her tears. And the anointing and the power of God that came through those tears were so powerful. And God said, you know, I'm not looking for technique per se, that kind of excellence. I'm looking for a heart that I can anoint. So when I saw that, you know, I learned what it is to serve God, and what God was truly looking for was an available heart, a willing heart to love Him, to seek after Him, and to follow hard after Him. We went to Solomon Islands 1 year, and we were evangelizing in the valleys, and we'd have to walk up the valley and down the mountain into the valleys. And one night, this trail of children coming down the mountain with lamps, because there was no light there in this building, and they would sing a Solomon Island song called Fali Golo. Fali Golo, Fali Fai Nia Jesus, Tagula Nia Ana Golo, Fali Fai Nia, Talaka Atabolo Golo, Fali Fai Nia, Fali Golo, Fali Fai Nia Jesus. I love that song. I love the rhythm and the syncopation of the, you know, the consonants and vowels. And I said, what does that mean? They said, when you follow Jesus, you have to stick by Him so close, like you're almost stuck to Him. So I said, I'm going to memorize that song. I'm going to remember that song forever. And that's been my heart, to follow so close after Him that I would not lose sight of the gospel or the scripture, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, that I would always get my daily bread and my guidance, that I would never be without Jesus, or that I shall never build a house that is not His. Because He says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build in vain. So I wanted to make sure that where I was going and what I was doing was literally going to build the kingdom of God and not tear it down.
There are people today, perhaps someone listening, who really admire the grace that God has given you to stick to Jesus, to follow Him so closely. But for one reason or another, they don't feel that intimacy, they don't feel that closeness, because they have hit some rough patches in life.
Yes.
And Colleen, you know, anybody who lives life, even the Christian life, knows rough patches. Would you give a word of encouragement to some dear woman or dear man, a young person, maybe a senior, who is going through a rough period of loneliness, or maybe feeling abandoned even, or financial struggle at this time, or just struggling within themselves, a word of hope and a prayer.
Yes. You know, I'm able to stick to God so closely because I had everything going for me. I had parents that loved me and took care of me. So when I met the Lord and He was Father God, I knew that He would take care of me so I could obey Him to the wildest things, you know. Leave your job, the best dancing job in town. Leave Youth with a Mission, one of the biggest parachurch organizations at that time, 270 universities and 600 locations around the world. He'd say, leave, I just leave. He said, go and just live in California. And I met Ron Canole. And through the grace of God, if I told you those stories, I mean, I could go on forever with detail and just the miracles of God. But the only reason I can do those things is because I've come from such security that to abandon myself for the kingdom of God, there is absolutely no fear. So if you've come from a home that is broken, if you've had to struggle for food and finances, if you had a father that was very brutal and overbearing and controlling, and then you have to turn your life over to God and by faith walk with Him, it's a million times harder. So you can never compare yourself to anybody else. I've learned, because God had me walk with so many youth and people my age that have struggled with abusive alcoholic parents, that it is a million times harder for them to follow God than it is for me. So know that God always looks on the heart, and He always be there to forgive you. And it's the grace of God that covers you, and that He's never looking for you to compare yourself with anyone. I used to compare myself with these beautiful women in Waikiki, and I didn't want to be Japanese, and I would perm my hair so I'd look Polynesian and I'd fit into these Polynesian extravaganzas. Until I met Christ and He took me to the Orient and I saw these girls with black straight hair and I went, hey, it's okay to be me. You know, you're going to grow up to find out that it's okay to be you. It's okay to be weak because He makes the weak strong. And He says, those who wait on the Lord, He will strengthen. And if you lack might, He will give you power. So don't compare yourself to anybody. And if you're struggling with Father God, just know that He loves you and He's not going to be mean to you, and He's going to raise you up individually, so different from any. Don't compare my life to yours because He has something very special. He says, you are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works that He planned in advance to do. So go after Him. Love Him, hear Him, and if you can't hear Him, you know, you can ask for help, you can ask for prayer, and God is more than able because He says, my sheep hear my voice. And He says, if you are broken, He is so close to the brokenhearted. He would love to come alongside of you and help you.
Indeed, that's a word from Colleen Nomura, sharing words of encouragement. Words of hope. Yes, the Lord would want nothing more than for you, dear one, to be who He made you to be. For you to know the voice that He has given you to speak. You look the way you do because God made you that way, and He wants to love you and use you. You are customized for the purpose of the Lord. Appreciate that. Even as Colleen has shared. When we come back, we'll hear more about her and Moments Unforgettable, her ministry to young people, and more. Stay with us. We'll be back with Colleen Nomura.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Moments Unforgettable, it's a Christian Performing Arts Academy and Entertainment Agency. It was founded by Colleen Nomura, who also serves as the president of Moments Unforgettable. In fact, to find out more, you can go to momentsunforgettable.org. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a privilege to have you with us and also to listen to Colleen, because when she speaks, oh, you could tell she really speaks from her heart, and you can feel the love of Christ and the grace of Christ just speaking out of her heart. Find out more about our program, get this and other resources. We've got hundreds of programs like this. It's good to know Colleen has heard our show. You know, you can get this at thegoodlifehawaii.com for free. It's a free podcast. That and other resources. Go there, and as I typically say, go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend. Be a blessing to them by sending it to them as well. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Colleen,
yes.
Moments Unforgettable, how did that begin? What did God put on your heart to do?
Well, it was Debbie Takushi, the girl that led me to the Lord. She gave me the name of the business / ministry called Moments Unforgettable. She says, that's the name of it. And she passed away right after that. She said, the hub of this ministry / business will be special events. So that's what we do. We put on special events. We do productions. We either create it or service it. And we've done the history of Christmas. We did that in Waikiki at level 4. We did it also at Farrington. We did the history of Easter right on the beach of Waikiki, where we led a Muslim lady to the Lord. She cried during the whole performance while eating there at the Tropics restaurant outdoor. Mm-hmm. She saw the cross, and she heard everything and just wept through the whole presentation, and after we were done, she came to me and others, and she said, I wanted to be baptized. So that dress we talked about earlier, that chiffon dress, mm-hmm. I walked straight into the Waikiki Ocean with her, wow. and we baptized her right mm-hmm. there. And when she came up out of the water, the Friday night fireworks started to go off, and she just fell to her knees. Mm. So another one we've done is History for Hawaii. That was done at the Croc Center. So we want to do your luau's, your special events, graduation or whatever. You know, that's our hope, that we can go out into community and be a blessing and an inspiration. But our real mandate is to fill Waikiki with shows. That's where I got saved, and that's where God wants to bring His light and His glory back to Waikiki and impact the nations that come there, so that we don't have to travel because they already come here.
The world comes to Hawaii.
Yes.
You have a heart for people, particularly at-risk youth.
Yes.
How did you develop that, or how did God put that in your heart?
Well, it was never in my heart, because I always was so strong. I would just tell people, you're weak because you're just not praying enough. You're not reading your Bible enough. And then God had to take me to Youth with a Mission and just make me walk with people that are hurting and that have come from just hard places. And all throughout my 31 years, I have been walking with those caught in homosexuality, and you can name it. But I've heard their stories, and they're just heartbreaking. And by the grace of God go we. I don't think I could walk half as strong had I been in their shoes. So for years, God had me do this. And when I was given this vision 31 years ago, well, actually 21 years ago, half of the vision was spent on the Performing Arts School and the Entertainment Agency. But the other half of the vision, 10 more years, were spent just on at-risk. He wanted to show me how important they were to this ministry, that he wants the at-risk youth in Hawaii, instead of going to prison, be raised up for such a time as this, to actually even have jobs in Waikiki that they can live and support families with. So that's my job. I've got a big load to carry, but God says I will not fail. He told me that I will not fail, so I just keep on marching forward. And what we're looking for now is we give away $3,000 worth of scholarships a month, $2,700 to be exact. But we're looking for business people to scholarship a child. You know, would you take care of one child a month in their art to see them grow and have a chance at life? So that's where we're at right now, as a matter of fact. We just talked about it today. It's always been a vision, but never been a focus to find businessmen. But now, this is the time. We want to put on shows at the Hawaii Theater and all through Waikiki.
You know, how tender a young person is. You can pour many good things into their minds, into their heart. You can expose them to many things. You can educate. You can equip them. When they're young, they are at the crossroads. They could make a decision that could lead one way. They could make a decision that could lead another way. One way would lead to destruction. Another way would lead to life and hope and fulfillment, and also a life of blessing, not only for themselves, but for others. Mm-hmm. And there is a businesswoman, a businessman. There is someone who is of means, someone who... Well, means is relative. It's what God puts on your heart. We all have a certain form of what we can give, but perhaps the Lord has placed an abundance in you, an abundance than what you need to survive. And the Lord speaks to your heart and says, here, invest this, deposit this, release this amount to Colleen Nomura and Moments Unforgettable, and change the course of a young person's life. This is a critical moment, and God knows, as we move obediently, what He will do in the life of that young person. one young person at a time. Colleen, we've got about a minute and a half left. Could you say a prayer for our dear listeners? Just a prayer of blessing over them right where they are.
I'm so excited to pray for you. This is just a privilege. And it doesn't matter who you are, what age. I'm 66 and I'm still dancing for the Lord because the Lord never retires. He refires. He energizes you. The word is full of promises if you will take it. And I'm just going to pray for your healing and insight from the Lord and inventive ideas, and that God would take you right where you're at, no matter how low, and pick you up and put you up on a high place in his highway of life and life abundant. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for each one listening today, that God, no matter where they're at, God, how deep the pit is, that you would shine a light down there into their heart, into their minds and entire being, Lord, and surround them, Father, with your light and glory to let them know how much you love them and how much you care for them, and that you will see them on a straight path if they just hold on to you with all their might and seek after you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What you need to eat, what you need to put on, your covering, your roof, that even if you're homeless or wherever, that God, and listening on your radio because you're living in your car, God can take you and build you up if you hold on to Jesus. He came to die for you. He has a plan for you. He knows you. He loves you. He died for you. And he will resurrect you for his glory. Thank you for each and every one of these that I prayed. And heal them. We just speak healing to them. We just speak insight. Amen. And the kingdom of God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray these things. Amen and amen.
A prayer, a ministry, a blessing from Colleen Nomura. Colleen, thank you. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your graciousness.
Thank you, Danny, for all that you do for him.
I hope, my dear friend, that you have been moved by the inspirational words and ministry of Colleen Nomura. Find out more about Colleen and her ministry and how you can partner with her at MomentsUnforgettable.org. Make a difference in the life of a young person. God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And dear one, if you haven't done this, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Colleen Nomura. Find out more at MomentsUnforgettable.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.